Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 21st, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Myocarditis and lookalikes when the diagnosis matters. Myocarditis is an inflammatory disease of the heart muscle that can be triggered by various causes. While most cases heal, selected forms of myocarditis and conditions mimicking it necessitate targeted diagnostic strategies to improve patient outcomes. Accurate diagnosis of these distinct conditions is critical because they demand individualized therapeutic approaches. The review highlighted that differentiating between myocarditis and its 5 lookalike conditions directly impacts treatment selection and patient prognosis. Article number 2. Pearls and pitfalls in the diagnosis and management of mitral annular calcification. Mitral annular calcification is a progressive degenerative process that significantly impacts cardiovascular health. It contributes to mitral valve dysfunction, cardiac arrhythmias, systemic embolization, and increased overall cardiovascular risk. This condition now represents the primary cause of mitral stenosis in developed countries, surpassing rheumatic disease. Understanding its pathophysiology, involving chronic mechanical stress and pro-inflammatory activation, is crucial for appropriate diagnosis and management. Article number 3. Low serum lysophospholipids predict increased in-hospital mortality in patients with acute heart failure. A study involving 315 discovery and 139 validation patients with acute heart failure found that low serum lysophospholipids, specifically lysophosphatidylcholine and lysophosphatidylethanolamine, independently predicted increased in-hospital mortality. Reduced lysophosphatidylcholine, 18:2, was associated with a 2.3-fold higher risk of in-hospital mortality in the discovery cohort, with a p-value of less than 0.001. This association was confirmed in the validation cohort, showing a 1.9-fold higher risk with a p-value of 0.02. Combining low lysophosphatidylcholine 18:2 levels with N-terminal pro-B-type natriuretic peptide significantly improved risk stratification for acute heart failure patients. Article number 4. Impact of G-protein-coupled receptor autoantibodies on clinical outcomes in patients with Saint segment elevation myocardial infarction. G-protein-coupled receptor autoantibodies, GPCRAAS, are identified as having implications across various cardiovascular disorders. The current evidence demonstrated that their specific prognostic value for major adverse cardiovascular events in patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction remained unclear. In this context, a study involving 436 patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction found that serum levels of 5 distinct GPCRA, AS beta 1, beta 2, alpha 1, angiotensin type 1, and endothelin type 1 receptor autoantibodies were measured. All included patients underwent primary percutaneous coronary intervention and completed a 1-year follow-up period. Article number 5. Elevated aspirin expression in human atherosclerotic plaques promotes their stability and reduces the risk for cardiovascular events. A study quantifying aspirin protein in 176 human carotid endarterectomy plaques found that elevated aspirin expression was independently associated with markers of atherosclerotic plaque stability. Specifically, higher aspirin levels correlated with increased collagen type 1 and smooth muscle cell content, alongside reduced macrophage content and neovascularization within the plaques. The study also observed that patients with high plaque aspirin expression experienced a significantly lower risk of cardiovascular events during follow-up, with a hazard ratio of 0.45 and a 95% confidence interval of 0.22 to 0.90. This represented a p-value of 0.02 for event reduction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.